Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. City Council approves Chief Timothy Cahoon to lead NPD, by Julie M. Cohen. The police department will soon welcome its new leader after the City Council voted on February 17th to approve Braintree Police Chief Timothy V. Cahoon as Newton's next police chief. I am thrilled that Chief Cahoon will be joining the city's police department, Mayor Mark Laredo told Fig City News immediately after the vote. He's an exceptionally well-qualified police chief. Almost 2 weeks before the 19 councilors present voted unanimously for Cahoon, with five absent, the 30-year law enforcement veteran had spoken at length with the Public Safety and Transportation Committee on February 4th. Several councilors grilled Cahoon on constituents' concerns, including how the Newton police should handle encounters with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known as ICE, the hiring and retaining of new officers, traffic enforcement, quality of life problems, and how police respond to mental health crises, among other issues. Drawing on his decades of experience, Cahoon gave no-nonsense answers about the challenging problems. He said that at this time, police chiefs in Massachusetts are in the process of coming up with best practices on what they are and are not allowed to do when interacting with federal authorities like ICE. "We don't have a lot of guidance right now," he said, as Fig City News previously reported. Cahoon also offered practical suggestions on how the city might be able to increase the size of its police force by making the onboarding process easier. Mayor Laredo noted in one of his community listening sessions last week that it is challenging to recruit officers for the police department, which currently has about 10 vacancies. Laredo first announced Cahoon as his choice for police chief in a January 12th email, stating that he and former Mayor Ruth Ann Fuller jointly selected Cahoon to succeed Chief George McMaines. As previously reported, State Representative Richard Wells, Democrat of the 7th Norfolk, who was police chief in Milton and has known Cahoon throughout Cahoon's entire career, told Fig City News, "Newton is very lucky to have Chief Cahoon. He's very smart, diligent, and hardworking. He understands all aspects of 21st century policing, from the human aspects to the technology. He brings a wealth of background, experience, and leadership. He's a humble guy. He's caring. This is a big win for the residents of Newton. Cahoon will start work on Monday, February 23rd, and his swearing-in ceremony will be on Wednesday, March 4th at 2 p.m. in the War Memorial Auditorium of City Hall. That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.